Coach Allen?
Dennis, 55 points, team ties team record, the most ever allowed. How do you explain how this happened?
Well, I mean, I think you explained it because, you know, we had too many mental errors on defense, gave up too many big plays. We turned the ball over too many times, and we didn't execute on special teams. And when you do those things, it generally results in something like that.
What the problem was in the middle of the field? It seemed like they were defending the outside passes okay, but in the middle, they were getting what they wanted almost all game.
Yeah, well, we had a couple opportunities where we made some mistakes, and we weren't in the right position. And when you play good teams and you don't execute right, they take advantage of it, and that's what happened today.
You know, 42 last week, 55 this week. Is it a time when you might have to say we're going to make some changes?
Well, we got to look at the whole thing, because that the outcome like that is unacceptable. We have to do better, and we got to look at that and see, you know, what can we do to give ourselves a better chance.
To get that last touchdown inside of 2 minutes, like you have pretty much every week with Hayward Bay, and then to give it right back, how much was that kind of a kill? I mean, that could have been
very, very, very disappointing. Okay, very disappointing. And we had an opportunity where we just cut a guy loose, and we can't do that. We got to be better than that.
Bothered by the fake field goal, they're up 41-17 at that point.
Listen, it's our job to go out there and stop them.
Dennis, can you talk about first series when you guys decided to go for it? Were you thinking at that point it was just going to be one of those back and forth type games? You wanted that momentum early.
Yeah, I mean, I felt confidence in the fact that, you know, we'd move the ball there in that first drive, and I knew against this team that we were going to need to steal a possession somewhere down the line, and we quarterback got stepped on, and we didn't get to play like we needed to. So, but that was just one play in the game.
Did the effort of the players come into discussion here?
Well, I think before we really comment on that, we need to look at the tape and see where we were at. Obviously, early in the game, it had a lot more to do with our execution than anything else.
What was the message at halftime? How do you think you guys came out in the third quarter and then scored 21-7?
Well, the message was to do your job, and we came out in the third quarter, and we had a communication error, gave up a big touchdown play early in the third quarter, and at the end of the day, okay, it's my job to make sure that this team is ready to play, and it's my job to make sure that we execute our jobs on the football field. We didn't do that today. That ultimately lies with me, and I've got to do a better job of getting our team ready to play.
Is there anything you were pleased with in this game?
I'd have to look long and hard about things that please me when you lose a game like that. There's not a lot of positives. I thought there's some things that we did well, but really when you really look at it, we weren't good enough.
Very little Taiwan Jones. I know this wasn't the cause of what happened, but was the thinking there not?
Well, Taiwan's had a lot of injuries this year, and had some ball security issues, and we got to know that when he goes in the game, he's going to know what to do, and he's going to be able to protect the football, and he's going to be able to stay healthy. So those are things that we're looking at, and as he proves that he can do those things, then he'll get more playing time.
Do you have an update on Travis Gatehall?
He's got a knee, it looks to be, pretty significant, but we'll wait, and we'll do an MRI tomorrow and see how that is.
Anybody else not finished?
Michael Huff had a calf. He got kicked in the calf. I'm not sure exactly how he is. And then we had two concussions with Matt Giordano and Brandon Myers.
Did I answer this last week? Are you changing schemes? Are there schemes different? Are you going to look at that defensively, or is this something you need players to play?
Well, we're going to look at anything that we can do to be better. But at the end of the day, we got to we can't have the mental mistakes. So we got to look at why are we having those mental mistakes. And whatever we got to do to try to get that corrected, we got to do.
I know you said it's the team's job to get the job done out there with that big field goal, but did it surprise you in that situation that happened?
No, nothing surprises me in the game. You know, our job's to stop them, and we got to stop them.
Given the lack of confidence in Taiwan, do you regret not getting the running back last week, putting one up?
No.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anybody else come in?